We've got a vaginal rejuvenation, but it sounds like we need a friendship rejuvenation. Stay tuned. It's the Married to Medicine After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome into the season 7 premiere yes. of Married to Medicine. We are so excited. It's the first episode of the season. And when I tell you they came in with a bang, they came in with a bang. This is the first episode. It's called Open and Honest. And I don't know if people were necessarily being open and honest, or maybe a little bit too open and honest, but overall, it was a great show. But I can't do this show without the help of my co-host. She's not married, but she does use medicine. It's Pietra.
That was a good one. Hello, everyone. I'm Pietra Elise. How you doing tonight?
Yes, we're holding it down today. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got an open and honest podcast. Everybody got new houses, vaginal rejuvenations, and a surgery center party, as well as some of our favorite tweets of the night, our top three, and some juicy news and gossip. But before we do all that, what did you think of tonight's show?
Honestly, it kind of started off slow for me. Mm-hmm. I was like bored up into the party at the end. So I was not expecting a premiere to be like that. Usually the premiere, they hit us with a bang and we're looking forward to the next show. But I don't know if they tried to do that. So at the end, it's like, okay, like now it starts, like it's gearing us up to look for the next show. But it kind of started off slow and I was bored.
Interesting. So I can see that. It was really just more of an introduction, I feel. Like, we're kind of, like, catching up with all of the girls. So, just hearing about how, like, their sons left school and people learning to drive, we don't want to hear about that. We want to get to all the drama.
Right.
But I can say my overall thought is I can't believe everybody is into it.
Yeah.
Like, usually, you know, you have the normals. Like, you have Quad usually into it with somebody, Heavenly. Usually one or two girls are into it. But it seems like there's, like, a true divide between the group. What did you think of that?
I was surprised to see that because normally it's only, like you said, one or two people with a little beef here and there, shade. But I do think it's going to make the show more interesting. I feel like because everybody is into it, it's going to give us more and more things to talk about each week. So I'm looking forward to see how things are going to unfold.
Yes. All right. Well, let's get right on to it. We open up with the Open and Honest podcast, which is a podcast that Jackie and Heavenly are doing together, which I was a little surprised by because, you know, usually Jackie and Simone are like the two that do everything together. Usually Jackie's having to tell Heavenly about herself or they're into it about something. So I was surprised to see them be the ones who decide to do a podcast together. It seemed like a weird match to me. But what did you think?
It is a weird match, but I do feel like Jackie is kind of coming out of her shell. I don't know what it is about this season. I don't know if she's trying to prove herself or she's trying to not be the peacemaker all of a sudden, but she's really showing us some attitude. And I seen in the preview, she's going to give us a little bit more. So I'm looking forward to see how she's gonna unravel. Like,
That's so true. Usually she's just like the neutral one, the one who's kind of, you know, just straddling the fence. But she was really, you know, coming for everybody's business this time. She was asking about Mariah's accusations of her doing drugs, if Quad should have mentioned that. She kind of threw some subtle shade with people not talking about people's husbands. Like, it felt like she thought she was being the mediator by not necessarily name-dropping the people who were doing those things, but it was kind of more in a passive-aggressive way, like, our friends are doing this thing, let me mention it, but not mention names.
But it's because she's always trying to, like I said, play the peacemaker, but it's almost like she wanna get her feet wet as far as really showing the girls, like, look, I have another side to me, but at the same time, she's trying to play it safe and not say the wrong things. But I definitely do see what you mean as far as, like, she doesn't say too much, but she says just enough to throw shade, you know?
Yep, definitely. Just,
she's playing her part to stay on the show.
Yeah, like, and it's funny you said that. I was thinking that. I was like, well, was it kind of a scare for Jackie that she wasn't going to be on the show anymore? Like, did she feel like she had to turn up the drama more to have a storyline? Because honestly, I was really shocked to see her kind of stirring the pot the way she was. It seemed like some of the girls got upset with not only Heavenly, but Jackie because of the podcast. Do you think that was warranted? Like, do you understand or do you think they're overreacting?
honestly, I think they are overreacting because in the podcast, I didn't hear anything that was super just bad. Mm-hmm. And just like Heavenly said, the things that she mentioned was things that was public knowledge. Everybody yeah. already knew. Mm-hmm. I do feel like they were stretching it a bit, and maybe that was because they needed something for the premiere. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it was really nothing that was said. They're just doing the most, trying to make something out of nothing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think everything that they said we already knew from yeah. past seasons or things that came out on social media. But I think it was just more of a shock because it was mm-hmm. coming from Jackie, who's not usually the person to do that. Nobody was shocked by Heavenly because that's what she does. But
right.
Jackie, she's not that person. So, well, before we go on, Pietra, do you have a message for our viewers?
I do. I just want to thank you all for supporting us and making us the ESPN of TV Talk. I want to just say thank you so much. I'm not sure where you all are listening, but if you're on YouTube right now, hit the thumbs up button for sure and subscribe to our channel. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. We really, really appreciate you guys. And if you're in the live chat, please talk. Let us know you're there. Get involved in the conversation. And being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to us. So thank you for supporting us and keep enjoying our shows.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And if you're watching on the live chat, make sure to write and let us know what you think because we are reading them and we love y'all talking back to us. So
yes.
Let's go on. So after the Open and Honest podcast, we catch up with Quad and Heavenly. They went and got a vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh my God.
That seems to be the thing on all of these Bravo shows.
I've seen that. I'm like, okay, is everybody doing that nowadays? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, yeah. That's a thing. All right.
I guess so. I'm going to have to try it one of these days because everybody's doing it.
It's okay. We're going to go together, girl.
Okay, yeah. We're going to do that after the show. So while they were doing their vaginal rejuvenation, we had Mariah, Toya, and Simone out at dinner, and it was kind of like we were watching both groups because they were talking about each other, of course. And that's when we kind of saw what the divide was. What were you shocked by seeing Mariah, Toya, and Simone together out like that?
No, kind of. Mm-hmm. A little bit. In between. Mm-hmm. Because I know now they're all trying to click up. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you know, you don't like her. Oh, I don't like her either. Let's all hang together type thing. It's kind of like high school.
Right.
But I understand we are watching a reality show, so they have to keep it interesting. Mm-hmm. And I do think when they click up, it's more to talk about.
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly. I think what's really been a shock for me is that it's just a weird... Like, the dynamics are off. Like, yeah. usually you have, like, Simone and Jackie. You usually have Quad and Heavenly. Toy is kind of usually more with Simone and Jackie. She's been closer to Mariah. But you never really saw Simone with Mariah. Mm-hmm. You know, Jackie's just always just kind of been in the middle. But it's weird seeing her kind of more on the Quad and Heavenly side. It's just... The dynamics are just so off to me. But what I was surprised by was that there was this beef with Heavenly and Simone. And it came out, it was because Cecil and Heavenly exchanged some words on Twitter, which I was shocked by because it seems like the husbands are always saying, stay out of the women's drama, stay out of the women's drama. But it seemed like Cecil was the one who started it with Heavenly. What yeah. did you think of that?
I'm not surprised.
You're not?
I'm not surprised because, I don't know, it kind of reminds me of, what's his name from the other show? Peter. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of Peter. Like, mm-hmm. there's always a guy that's going to start something with the woman. Yeah. And I kind of think that spices it up, too, because we know that the guys are there. But realistically, mm-hmm. we're looking at it for the women. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it kind of keeps the guys, like, you know, involved in some type of way. Mm-hmm. I do feel like at some point production maybe probably talks to the guys and have to say something. But I'm not surprised at all.
Interesting.
I'm not.
Were you surprised that, one, that Heavenly brought up Cecil being jobless on Twitter, or two, that Simone was mad about Heavenly bringing it up? Because while it was kind of a touchy subject, we did all know that he didn't have a job.
Right.
So whose side are you kind of on in that sense?
I feel like as a friend, it's certain things you just don't do. Mm-hmm. And like they mentioned, they all have broken the friendship code in mm-hmm. some type of way. Right. I just... Yeah, what's understood doesn't have to be explained type thing. So it's just like, yeah, I get it. Again, it's a show, but it's certain things you just don't say. Mm-hmm. I mean, you did it for a reason. Mm-hmm. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, and while we were at the Vaginal Rejuvenation with Simone and Heavenly, not Simone and Heavenly, with Heavenly and Quad, Heavenly told Quad about the party that was coming up, which happened at the end of the episode, but that she was going to invite all of the girls. Were you surprised that she invited all the girls?
Absolutely.
You think that was a good idea?
I think it was a great idea, because without all the girls there, there's no show. Mm-hmm. Like, I needed that, because personally, I don't know about you guys, but I was bored. Mm-hmm. I really was, because I'm like, okay, I get it. Like you said, introduction, we seeing everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool, whatever. But where's the drama?
Right.
Because let's be real about it. That's what we're watching it for. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a great idea. And if we wouldn't have gotten the girls together, I don't know if we'll have so many people tuning in the next episode.
True. I mean, it's good for us. But at the same time, if Heavenly really claims she wants to be drama free and she didn't want to have any issues at a really big event for her husband, you would think that she wouldn't have invited them.
Yeah.
It's like, do you love the drama more than you care about your husband having a successful event? Or
you have to take into account too, these are very, how do I put it, kind of Southern Belles in a way. Mm-hmm. So definitely, they want to show off. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, yeah, it's going to bring drama, but I also want you guys to see what my husband is doing. Mm-hmm. And I want you to see our center. Right. So that's what it was about as well, because
that's very true.
It couldn't be a party without having to let them know, like, I'm going to invite you so you can see what we're doing. Mm-hmm. The drama is going to be there, but I'm going to actually put it outside in the parking lot so it doesn't tear up the place.
Yeah,
everything was well thought out. Mm-hmm. And even though they kept talking about the parking lot, I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah,
because if me and my husband open up a new surgery center, I don't want you guys destroying anything. We have business to run.
Right.
So yeah, bring the show there, you know, bring the show there. You know, I'll have a little section outside for everyone to be at, but where are you going to actually set up anything in a surgery center?
Right.
In a weight room?
Just going to be partying with the hospital bed. Like, hey.
Yeah. Like, so, I mean, they kept throwing shade about that, but I didn't see anything wrong with that, because I'm like, where else are you going to put it?
Right. Totally agree with you on that.
So, yeah.
Well, leave it up to Heavenly to plan out a perfectly dramatic way to have drama at a party. I don't know. Poor Damon is always so embarrassed. Okay. Yes. Well, because it was the premiere episode, we made sure that we caught up with each couple, each person individually. And we saw that two people got new houses. Jackie got a new house and Toya got a new house. What'd you think about that? Because honestly, I would feel like out of the two, Jackie would be the one who has the most money and is able to get the big house. But Toya and her husband, with all of their tax issues, got a humongous house. What did you think?
Well, I was thinking about that, because in 2016, when they were talking about there were $170,000 owed in taxes, I was looking at that. Like, you got out of the house that you were in and you cut back on expenses, but then you turn around and get a 6-bedroom house, 9,000 square feet. Mm-hmm.
2-story closet.
I don't know. I'm trying to not be judgmental, but at the same time, it could be a different area where it's cheaper in that area. So you just never know.
Yeah. And especially in Atlanta.
And again, we're dealing with the who's who, you know, of their like clique. So they want to show off. They're indirectly competing with each other all the time.
Yes.
Because what are the odds this season? First episode, everybody buying a house.
Yeah. Maybe Bravo done cut some bonuses. Everybody got a fatter check this season, because everybody got a house. But what I was excited about, you know, Jackie and Tway and these new houses, mainly for Jackie, is that it looks like Jackie and her husband, like, have completely just done a 180? I don't know math.
It's okay. 360, it's 360. All the same.
Either way, they're in a really happy place, and they are getting their house redone, like, I don't know. I was just really happy to see Jackie and her husband happy.
Yeah, me too, because they've come such a long way.
Yeah.
And let's be real, 16 years. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I get it. We're all Black, strong women. But let's be real. Mm-hmm. 16 years is investment. You have kids involved. Like, it's just a lot of stuff that's going on with that situation, where I was rooting for them to stay together, because you don't want to start over. And start over at that age is kind of more difficult than starting over at a younger age. So I wanted to see them work it out. And I'm happy that they're back together. So
yes, definitely so. Another couple that we saw still together, but not together physically, was Scott and Contessa. It came out that she's living in Tennessee now because she went back to school. How did you feel about that before I go into how I felt?
With Contessa?
Yeah.
Okay, as far as what part?
As far as, okay, so I guess I can just start with me, I guess, so then we can talk about it. So basically, you know, last season, Contessa has had all this guilt about being away from her kids, and she walked away from medicine because she wanted to be a full-time mom and really focus. And then the next season comes, and she's moved to a completely different city. It's like, do you not have that care anymore about being there for your kids full-time? And, you know, why did you have to go all the way to Tennessee to go back to school when there's plenty of schools in Georgia? My mom just got her doctorate in public health, too. Shout out to my mama.
Shout out, mama.
And she did it in Georgia, at Georgia yeah. State. So it's like, why did you have to go all the way to Tennessee, especially with you trying to be a better mom to your kids?
I think it's one of those things where, because of the group that we're dealing with, it's always about the best. Mm-hmm. It has to be the best this or the best that. And I'm sure that she definitely went through options locally. I would assume so, being that, you know, she wanted to be there for her kids. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things where if you want better, you have to do better type things. And sometimes the best of schools isn't where you're at. Like, for example, mm-hmm. for me, I'm trying to return back for my master's and I want to go to HBCU. Mm-hmm. There's no HBCU here. Mm-hmm. So in order for me to
Shout out to HBCUs.
I know, right? In order for me to go back to where I want, it has to be the South or DC mm-hmm. or something like that. So sometimes certain circumstances, you have to like leave in order to do what you want. Mm-hmm. And being that I don't think it's going to be a long like period of time, mm-hmm. I like the fact that she's able, because I think he said only a few times out the week. Mm-hmm. So it seems like she's going to be doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah, and
I don't think she's staying. Yeah, I don't think she's staying like months at a time or mm-hmm. something like that. So I think they've worked out something where it makes sense.
Right.
You have the kids Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I go to school Thursday, Tuesday, weekends or something mm-hmm. like that. So I understand. Like,
yeah,
I can understand.
I get it. I mean, I understand as a single person, like, why not just go to the best school? But yeah. it was just ironic to me how, you know, you wanted to be around more, and that's the reason why you walked away from medicine. And now, because you walked away from medicine, you're starting a whole new career venture that still took you away from your kids. So it's like, was that more important than having, you know, that relationship with your kids? And not even just her kids, but her husband, because that yeah. can put a strain on a marriage.
Especially him. Like, mm-hmm. he wasn't complaining, but he did make a few comments as far as being a single dad mm-hmm. is hard. And I mean, let's face it, ladies, like, we do it the best, okay? Mm-hmm. And when it comes down to children, especially girls, mm-hmm. we know how to handle them a little bit better than men.
Right.
So for him, he might, you know, get over it quick. And it's like, look, we need to figure this out. I don't know if you can finish school. So you have to think yeah. about stuff like that.
Especially him being a doctor, too. Like,
yeah,
it happened for you. You walked away from medicine because it took you away from your kids. But then you leave your kids with someone who's also in medicine who may not have the time either.
And, you know, I was trying to think about, but I don't know what doctors they are. But I know most doctors, some of them are on call. So you mm-hmm. just never know. Something right. may come up. Mm-hmm. So if it does come up, I'm wondering how that situation will go. Mm-hmm. She's not there. What does he do?
Right. Especially last season, they had that whole drama with the nanny and them firing the nanny. Mm-hmm. So you don't have a nanny. And now you're gone and you're just leaving him with Scott. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens. And I'm also curious to see how this is going to affect her relationship with the other girls by her being gone.
So. Yeah.
We will see.
We'll see.
Another update catch up we had was with Quad, who says she's in her final steps of her divorce. How are we feeling about that?
I don't like divorces.
Yeah.
I don't like to see people go through divorces mm-hmm. because I don't care how strong you appear to be and how happy you seem to be single again. Like, a piece of you is left behind. You mm-hmm. spend all that time with somebody and like let them into your heart and stuff like that. Like, you have to give yourself time to heal mm-hmm. and get back out there.
Right.
And I don't know if it's just for the cameras and stuff, but we've seen Quad go through it.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't like divorces.
I agree. I don't like divorces. Like, I never want to see a divorce. But I'm actually kind of happy to see Quad be single. You know, I know we watched Jackie forgive her husband for cheating, but I don't know if I could ever stay in a marriage, you know, after cheating.
You just never, because I've always been the type to say that too. You cheat, I'm done. Mm-hmm. You just never know.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. you just never know. And like, I don't even like to judge situations or give my opinion on situations unless I've been through it. Because until you've experienced it yourself, you don't know what you would do.
Right.
You know?
That's so true. But it is going to be fun to see her, like, get back in the dating scene and kind of see how... Because like, we've never seen a single Quad. We've only seen her with Dr. Greg. So now we'll get to see Quad date and go out and do what she wants to do. But at the same time, she's the only single person in the group now.
And that may be a thing. Because I know in a lot of these shows, there's always a couples trip mm-hmm. or this or that. Mm-hmm. But then again, it may be interesting because she might bring somebody new.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
So... we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll have to just wait and see. All right, the moment we've all been waiting for, let's talk about this party. So Damon had his surgery center party and Heavenly invited all of the girls, even though nobody likes each other right now. And of course, there was drama. What did you think of all the drama that went down?
I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Again, the only reason why I loved it, and I'm saying that I loved it, is not because I love drama, but because without that whole get up, the show, I don't even know, would have been a show because mm-hmm. it was nothing going on prior to that. I do think I was able to see a lot of who Katessa is because mm-hmm. this is my first time really like seeing her because I've watched, you know, Married to Medicine every season off and on, but I'm really able to see like a little bit of her.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it. I mean,
yeah.
I also was... surprised to see Talia kind of back down, mm-hmm. you know, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. What automatically got me out of the gate is literally as soon as like Toya and Heavenly, not Heavenly, Toya and Mariah, keep mixing up Mariah and Heavenly, but Toya and Mariah, they came in like just all shade. It's like, if you don't like her, if you don't want to be there, if you're just going to be there to talk mess, why come? You know?
Right.
Like, why? That was really my big question. Like, if you just are coming and want to mess things up or you don't want to be happy for them, you could have just stayed home.
It goes back to one of those things where you want to be on the scene, you want to mm-hmm. see. You don't want to miss out on nothing mm-hmm. type thing. You know, I couldn't imagine if I didn't like someone, I wouldn't go to their stuff.
Right.
But again, it's one of those things where, girl, let's just go see what's going on.
Right.
Like, let me see who's going to be there. Let mm-hmm. me see. Like, you don't want to miss out on nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they wanted to be there for Damon because Damon don't bother nobody. He stay out of all the mess. So they probably wanted to support him too. But why come in there with guns blazing? They was just talking about her, how it was in the parking lot, about how her carpet wasn't red. It was maroon. It's just like, all the shade is unnecessary. And to add insult to injury, Mariah invited her sister Lake, who, as we know from last year's reunion, she accused Quad of cheating on her husband with her sister's husband. So do you think she was being messy by inviting Lake to come?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely. Like, there's no doubt about it. That mm-hmm. was the whole point. And I don't see how we could have, you know, went through that whole scene mm-hmm. without addressing that.
Right.
That would have been really weird.
Yeah, I think it should have been addressed too. And hopefully they do in the next episode. But how would you feel if you were Quad? Like, what do you think she's thinking?
I don't know, a Quad.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. I don't know. But I will say, Joseph is in the live chat right now.
Hey,
shout out
Joseph.
To you, Joseph. And he said, I think her husband is partly jealous because if Katessa does go to school and advance in her career, she will be home more than he is.
Hmm. Good point.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, what also happened at the party was, speaking of that, we saw Toya and Contessa get into it. It really wasn't their fight to begin with, but of course they find any way to get into it. And Contessa called Toya's husband the B word. And Toya said absolutely nothing back.
And the thing is, she's always the one that's saying little shady stuff mm-hmm. and starting stuff. So for me, I was able to see Contessa is a whole thug.
Oh, Contessa is for sure about that life.
She's like not playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like she got up in her face like, and what?
Yeah.
And the fact that Talia didn't say anything and mm-hmm. now she's like, oh, I just let her show her true colors, da da da. But you kind of started it.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of brought it up. And then now that she says something, now it's, oh, she's showing her true colors. It's one of those things where will people poke you just to get you to retaliate. And once you do, it's like, see, told you. I don't like that.
I think she was scared because we've seen Toya for all these seasons, and she's never backed down from an argument.
Absolutely.
She's, if anybody ever came for her husband, like when Contessa said it, I was like, oh, it's about to go down. And Toya was silent.
Mute.
I was shocked, but then I also know that Contessa is for sure about that life. She's in the military, and she's also bigger than everybody, like tall. So I'm not surprised.
I wonder how tall she is.
I don't know, but she be towering over everybody, and I guess Toya knew today was not the day to mess with her. And we'll just have to wait and see if something comes up later. All right, so that is a wrap-up of our show. Let's get into some tweets that we saw from viewers. Yes. All right, this one is from at, I think that says Cherie. So I don't have my glasses on. It said, what happened to all that fake crying over missing milestones with her kids? I think they're talking about Contessa.
Yeah.
Because she was crying last season about not being there. And now she's in Tennessee. So I guess that doesn't matter anymore, Charisse. We have another one from at Like Bentley. It says, IDK, why Simone and Cecil even went to the event. I agree.
That's like, true.
I understand, like, okay, Simone, I get. Simone is messy. She's going to go regardless. But I think if Cecil really had an issue with Heavenly, why go to her husband's event?
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. All right, another one from at TJ's Business. Now that Simone is on the outs with the other ladies, her and Mariah are besties. I was shocked by that, too. And I can't help but wonder, because we didn't really see a lot of interaction with Jackie and Simone, if, like, they're into it and, like, or they're just trying to stay on their, like, in their sides and they're still fine. But they didn't, they weren't really around each other much. We usually see them kiki a lot with the, more with each other. So I'm wondering what that means. Is there an issue with Jackie and Simone? Or?
That would be interesting, though.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
That would be very interesting. And they are kind of avoiding each other.
And it's like they're both, it seems like Jackie's more so on the Contessa Heavenly Quad side, and Simone's more on the Toya Mariah side. So it's like, where do they lie in the spectrum?
I will be looking out for that next
episode. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Okay, back to our tweets. It says, at Afrocentric Gypsy, Mariah's in her feelings, but she's live streamed and talked mountains of nasty stuff about the other women. So what's the issue? If that's the case, none of them should ever be mad about anything, because all they do is talk about each other.
That's all they do. They tweet about each other. They talk about each other all the time.
Yep. And then we have another one from at Lachelle H. Says, I really hope this is the last move-in we'll have to see with Toya and Eugene.
And honestly, I'm not understanding, how do you, did they ever explain that? $170,000?
Yeah, they downsized and paid it off. But it's like, if you're going to continue what you already did, you paid it off, but you can go right back in that same place.
Well, maybe they have a better plan this time, where it's like they downsized to pay it off, and now they're moving back into the home that they always wanted, because now they can do it the right way.
Yeah, and maybe also making more money now, because you know, this show has been on for a long time. You can start negotiating that salary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. All right, let's get into some news and gossip.
News and gossip. TV news. All right, guys, so this news and gossip this week is not about any of the ladies married to medicine, but it is about another strong, beautiful African-American woman that we all remember. Some of us remember her from the Jamie Foxx show. She was one of the leading ladies. And some of us may remember her from hosting and being the face of Extra. But we are talking about Miss Garcelle Bouvet. Now, most of us know her from acting, but looks like she will be joining the ladies of Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I'm really here for that, because I think that would be great for her. She's a mom. She's successful. We know her in the industry, and they need some color in Housewives of Beverly Hills. So I am here for that. What do you think about that?
Yeah, she put on her Instagram how excited she was and that she's going to be the first Black woman to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So that was exciting. I've been watching Beverly Hills lately, and they do need a shake up in there.
Yeah.
In their cast. So it's not only Jarcelle, it's also Sutton Strack, who is in the picture with her. So we're going to see a new dynamic on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So when you're not watching Married to Medicine, make sure to take the time to watch another one of our favorite Bravo shows with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And this time we'll see a black, beautiful face.
Yes, I'm here for that. Congratulations, Garcia.
Yeah, exciting, exciting, exciting. All right, since it is the first episode, we're going to do a top three.
Let's do it.
And I think because there was so much shade, we should do our top three shadiest moments. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking when Mariah told Jackie, Mariah told Jackie, you're showing your slip. And Jackie's like, you know, I have pants on. But at the end of the day, that was really shady because I'm like, now that's my little thing. Like, you showed your slip tonight.
Showing your slip. Yes,
slip.
Yes.
Real classy, but still letting you know you was wrong.
Yes. All right. So the number two one I have to go back to. They didn't say it, but it was brought up because it was something that Heavenly tweeted when she told Cecil that he's tweeting, twerking, and not working.
That was a good one. Tweeting. And you tell that to a man, you're twerking. That's the ultimate.
Yeah.
Disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really?
Yes. I would have been so mad. And that's why I wouldn't have gone to the party if I was Cecil.
Facts.
Because how can you support somebody who says that?
Exactly.
And then I think the top one has to be when Mariah showed up at Heavenly's party and said she has a maroon carpet, that she was parking lot
a
pimping
handicap
with the food trucks and dingy decor.
And my thing is, you were so right. Like, if you were going to come up to the event with negativity already, why even be there?
Right.
But again, I know she wanted to see stuff. Mm-hmm. She didn't even want to go on the red carpet or anything. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay, you could have at least kept it cute
right.
and just like, you know, okay, you could have thought it. But why do you have to be like that?
Why do you have to be like that? Exactly. And what's funny is that they were saying all of this stuff in their, like, interviews and when they were off together in their little cliques. But when they saw each other, it was, hey.
Yeah.
Give me a hug.
But that just goes to show how fake they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're so fake.
Yep, yep, yep. And it's in the South, Southern Belles. They're the queens of being nice, nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not at all surprised.
Very true.
Yep. So those are our top three shadiest moments. Let's get into our predictions.
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, you're after Buzz TV. Let's see. What do I start? I predict that... I think Heavenly and Dr. Simone is going to have a showdown. I just see it coming because Heavenly doesn't back down from anything. And what I'm starting to see with her is she just doesn't care. And the more they drink, the more, like, everything comes out.
Yes.
Katessa and Toya's scary. So that's that. I predict that I don't think that Toya would even try to put her hands on Katessa.
No.
Like, I don't even think it would even get to that point.
No.
So with that situation, I just see Katessa, like, running everything. I hope that her schooling doesn't make her marriage go downhill, because I'm predicting that that may happen if she continue to be away like that and everything is on him and it's kind of like you're popping in, hey, I'm mom, and then you're leaving.
Yeah.
So that's a prediction. And lastly, let's see who else. I predict Miss Jackie is going to show her slip.
Like, even in her pants.
I think she's going to show her slip this season, and we're going to see another layer of her just with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we'll see anything else for her marriage, especially being that they're just getting back on the good foot.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think she's going to show her slip with these ladies.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I think my predictions are we're going to see a lot more of Quad dating, but I feel like Quad is going to be left out a lot more because she doesn't have a husband. This is Married to Medicine. She's no longer going to be married to medicine. So what is that going to mean with her dynamic of the group? And is she going to be able to come around for certain things? So I think that's going to become a thing. I do see some, hopefully not a lot that leads to a divorce, but definitely some marital issues with Contessa and Scott.
Yeah.
And I just see a lot of drama this season. It doesn't seem like anybody's getting along. Even our old faithfuls, Jackie and Simone, don't seem like they're getting along. So if they're not getting along, then things are just all off. So I'm definitely seeing a lot of drama. a lot of arguments and going back and forth. But all in all, I think it's going to be a really great season. So I'm excited
to see.
Yep. Well, thank you for tuning in with us for our first episode
of the season.
We love talking about our stuff with you, and we're excited to continue on this season. So where can they find you, Pietra?
If you all are looking for any great things that I'm doing, you can follow me on all social media platforms, Pietra Elise TV. So it's PETRAELISETV.
Yes, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Lexi Fierce, IAMLEXIFIERCE. And until we meet again, buzz you later.
Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.